You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with your boys in the morning. You know, I would never, ever presume to tell people that money will solve all your problems. However, I will tell you this. We were just talking about how Gretchen and I are battling over bar stools in the kitchen. Those things can be anywhere from $50 each to like $1,000 each. And wouldn't it be something if you never had to worry about the price of anything? Think in your life of everything that comes down to you deciding if you can afford it or not. The car, the house, the furniture, private school for your kids if you want it. All that is like, can we afford it? Can we afford it? The Mega Millions drawing tonight is $432 million, Jeremy.
I see that, buddy. You could go buy the Barstool store with that money.
That's right.
You're right, man. It is tonight. And I'm wondering if a lot of people are like me, because like on the day that you go to buy your ticket, mm-hmm. you become very aware of numbers around you. Right. And you're kind of looking for any sign as to what number you should pick. You like, you open up the eggs and you're like, there's 8 eggs left. I'm going to choose 8 today. Mm-hmm. I parked 21 spaces away from the door. I'm choosing 21.
And those eggs expire on the 19th.
19!
Oh my God.
That's my number.
The Mega Millions jackpot, the drawing tonight, $432 million. And tomorrow night, Powerball, $410 million. Combined, we're getting up close to $1 billion.
Isn't that nutty?
So
that's
for tonight, great. Go get your six, pick out your 6 numbers, $2 a ticket, and good luck. Maybe by this time tomorrow morning, you will be in hog heaven.
Yeah, go play. Good Have luck. Fun.
Speaking of money, there's a story coming out of the NFL that's kind of interesting. Do you know how, I mean, I know you're not a football fan, but even you, Jeremy, have watched enough games where teams at the end go into what they call victory formation. It's where there's only 30 seconds left in the mm-hmm. game. The team that's ahead has the ball. Quarterback just takes a snap, takes a knee.
Done. Right. Game over. Run the clock out. Yeah.
And they can do that for like the last 2 minutes of the game. Yeah. If the other team doesn't have timeouts, they just keep taking a knee and the game's over. Well, it was interesting in this past weekend's games, there were quarterbacks in that situation, including both Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. And instead of taking a knee, they took the snap and threw passes to guys. In the case of Tom Brady, he threw 3 passes to his fellow teammate Antonio Brown in the final 2 minutes. Now, this doesn't sit well with the other teams. It turns out that it's all about money, because Antonio Brown has a clause in his contract that if he caught 45 passes this year, he got an extra $250,000 bonus.
Yeah.
With the 2 minutes to go, he had 42 instead of 45. So Tom Brady threw him 3 quick passes last 2 minutes.
Cha-ching, 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 basically.
For Russell Wilson, it was another guy on his team who needed 1 more pass. So instead of taking a knee, Russell changed the play, threw the pass to the guy, and he made a bonus as well.
Of $100,000, right?
Correct.
And I saw the interview with Russell Wilson. He's like, oh, I was just wanting to help my buddy out. This will really go a long way for his family. And I'm like, all these guys are millionaires.
Correct.
Just scrambling to get more money.
Correct.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it at all. It's greed.
If I'm the owner of the team, I think it's...
I instantly thought about the ownership.
Owner of the team. And I'm also thinking about the other team that's sitting there. They just got whipped.
They would have done the same thing, though.
I guess.
But it's like in a year where there's no butts in seats at these stands, these teams are hurting for money, there's no revenue coming in, and to just, you know, be greedy and get more just so you can get your bonuses.
Antonio Brown is worth a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not in favor of this. If you can't do it during the regular play of the season,
then don't do it at all.
That's just my opinion.
And to say to help his family out, well, that $100,000 might be pulled then from like some of the back staff of the football team, you know? Like the people in the offices and things like that. Are people going to lose their job because these guys are getting their bonuses?
And I recognize that you and I don't speak for everybody.
I know.
A lot of people listening are like, no, they should do that. Okay, we'll just agree to disagree.
Yeah.
So that's going on. What else is trending?
Well, this is totally different. It's National Whipped Cream Day today, Dom.
My.
Whipped cream. Are you a can that guy, or are you like a Cool Whip guy?
I like it all, but Gretsch does the homemade one stuff all the time, and there is something special about dipping
like
your finger into that bowl.
You know, I take the, because you got to buy that little jug of whipped cream, you know, to whip it up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I put that in my coffee sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I've known people who do that.
Probably why my wedding ring doesn't fit me anymore.
Well, there's no...
Could be something to it.
Like whipped cream, though, there's no... low in sugar, right?
I think it's high like in fat and saturated fat and stuff, though, isn't it? I don't know.
Look at you and me. We're not nutritionists. There's nutritionists.
All I know
right
is it's
screaming.
Really thick when you pour it in the coffee, and you're like, this can't be good.
It's delicious, though.
It's so good. Here's your crap on celebrities.
Have you ever felt like a total pig during the holidays when you get a little sliver of pumpkin pie? But you put like twice the amount of whipped cream
that's
on
how it's done properly.
As the pumpkin pie.
Then you also just take one more scoop of just the whipped cream and put it
right
next to the pie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you look and you can't see the pie on the plate. You've completely hidden it behind mound.
That's how you're supposed to. You're doing it right then.
Okay.
You know? Here's your crap on celebrities. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are a couple, you guys.
Oh my God.
Been dating for a few weeks now.
What's the age difference on them? They've been spotted
holding hands, Dom. She's 36. He's 26. Met on the set of Olivia's latest movie. I guess she spotted Harry when he was in that Dunkirk movie, and she wanted him to be in her new movie. I think it's called Don't Worry, Darling, or something stupid like that.
She wanted him for something else.
And she was just giddy when he accepted the offer to be in her movie. Oh, my God, you guys.
I had the hots for her when she was an unknown and on the TV show House.
She
played, what was her number? She was 13, I think was her character's name on House. And she's become a big star since then.
Big star, very smart, very successful, and
I like her.
Attractive. Yeah, she was with Jason Sudeikis for a long time. That dude married way up in that situation.
They have kids even, don't they?
Some of the Rona insanity floating around. They're saying the next random product that could be selling out is hair lice medicine. I guess a new study found that a basic head lice drug called ivermectin has led to an 80% lower fatality rate in coronavirus patients. So I don't really know what people are doing with this hair lice medicine. If they're drinking it or rubbing it on their body. I don't know, man. Anyway, bad situation if your kids have lice and you actually need this product.
I've never dealt with lice in a household ever. I've never encountered that, but I have a bunch of friends. Well, you guys.
Yeah, we had it last. Lila had it last year.
I have a bunch of friends who are like, oh my God, my kid came home from school with lice.
Yeah, you just feel like dirty. You got the dirty kid. And then I saw this story last night, and they keep showing the picture, and it's just so embarrassing. A coronavirus outbreak at a hospital in San Jose, California, has been linked to an employee wearing an inflatable Christmas tree costume on Christmas.
Okay.
It's like those T-Rex ones that you get inside and it inflates, and it's a Christmas tree, and it's the dumbest looking costume ever. And they keep flashing the picture of this everywhere. Well, I guess the person inside it had the Rona, and the little fan in the costume kind of blew out all the air that was inside it and
all the particles,
and it crop dusted the hospital basically. Ugh, how embarrassing. Women's Fitness magazine in the UK had to apologize after people were upset by a tweet. Let me remind you that this is Women's Fitness magazine.
Okay.
Where they asked people what exercise they were doing to, quote, burn off those Christmas calories. They had to turn around and apologize for that tweet because
Why?
It was condemned by health professionals for promoting the damaging notion that movement should be punishment for eating. It's coming from a fitness magazine. They say exercise is too often portrayed as a way to burn off food and not seen as an enjoyable part of life.
Okay.
So this fitness
whatever.
Magazine, which is promoting fitness on a yearly basis, had to apologize for
they didn't
saying
have to.
Burning off Christmas calories?
I would have given the finger to those people who complained.
I know.
Just to me, don't
like,
cave.
No.
The more people cave, the more people are going to become irrational.
It's
stop
stupid.
Caving.
Yes, say no.
Have we ever apologized for anything on this show?
I don't believe so.
At least not on the air.
We'll go over the fad diets later. We'll do that after 8:30
today.
Oh,
that
might
offend somebody.
I know.
Jeremy.
I'm gonna wait. But I do have to give you this one on the heels of that fitness story. Pickled Doritos are now on sale nationwide. I guess they popped up last summer at a few test markets, and they were really popular. And the quote is, they have a very pleasant dill and vinegar flavor. I'm going to be all over this because I am a huge proponent of pickle chips. They're by far the best chip you can buy.
You're a pickle
Pickled Dorito or pickle Pringles. Try them, DT. It
Listen,
will change
Pringles
your life.
Are so popular that you could have cat poop flavored Pringles.
Pine
saw
flavored.
People would eat them.
No, dude. Pickle. Pickle's where it's at. In the world of chips.
All right.
Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
I'm sorry for those people that don't like pickles. Go to our Facebook page. Search Tom and Jeremy. At least they're dill. The sweet pickle. Oh, my God. You throw those right in the trash.
No, those go into tuna fish.
Oh, you just combined two of the worst things on the planet.
No, that's the only
tuna
way to make
fish
tuna fish
sweet
edible.
Dill relish.
Blah. Oh, yeah.
Go to our mayo. Facebook page. Oh,
chocolate. A squirt of Hershey syrup. I dare you.
Now you've piqued my interest.
I double dog you.
Check out this video I posted on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy. It's an Australian surfer named Mickey Wright. Sounds like a surfer. He was in Hawaii filming the ocean. Sounds fun. And he noticed a woman caught in the rip current, and people were trying to rescue her. She was stuck. She couldn't get out. So dude dropped his surfboard and ran into the water, pulled her to safety. A very intense video. And I will just say, if this dude did not have a girlfriend before this, mm-hmm. I guarantee you he does now. He's ripped, he's good looking, and he just saved a woman from the ocean.
He's a hero.
He's
too.
A hero. Check out the intense video. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that, my friends, is what is trending now.